You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
Let's do it later.
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th, hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady, live only on Netflix.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Support for this podcast comes from the patrons at patreon.com/FMLFPL.
Okay, welcome to FMLPL Milan.
This Walsh.
What's up, brother?
What's up, baby?
What are we doing? What are we talking about?
Got a lot of pod to do tonight, I think.
You know what's funny is we talked and I was like, there's so much to talk about. There's so much action, so many good teams picks. We got like not that many questions in Discord, and our Discord in general has just gone completely radio silent.
Everyone, I think, is a little bit traumatized today. It was easily the quiet, I don't know, easily the quietest Monday on Discord of the season by 20 million X. Usually Monday is very active, a lot of activity going on.
Yeah. Yeah.
Not a lot of activity today, which leads me to believe that the FPL is very FML FPLing this weekend. That's all I can glean.
The crowd
all
is I can glean not pleased. From yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know, benchings and missing cabs. I think the thing that really triggered everyone this week was just transferring out points. I mean, I took a minus 13 this week.
Yeah.
A lot of people were like hitting to bring in Saka, hitting to bring in Ollie. They were probably number one and number two and capping those players and just eating shit for it.
Yeah.
So yeah, let's see. How'd you do? Let me pull you up. How'd you do this week?
I did fine. I got 74 right in there with most people, I think.
That's good. That's better than most people.
Oh, I didn't take a hit, so that was good. And yeah, you know, Darwin got me some points, so that helped. And then everyone else was like, whatever.
You got the Zuma auto sub for Gabrielle.
Yep. Good job by me. I mean, I was already on Friday with the sputtering clean sheet being wiped from a handball.
Oh my
god. That set me off for the whole weekend. I was off to the
it
races.
It set the tone also.
Yeah, off to the races from that one. Complete mockery of the entire universe that goal did not get overturned. That was so very blatantly and obviously handled by Jayu. So, you know, we got things coming and things going, but there we are for me.
They're pod listeners. They knew they couldn't allow three straight spud cleans after I said it's not possible.
Yeah, well, we'll get into that. I think there is more of a talking point there than just the obvious, you know.
Yeah.
Erasing of the handles and stuff. And now that's that. But what about you over there with the Boomer?
Yeah, so not so good. 62 if you include the hit. I mean, Bumo and Raz out for Saka and Gordon, a captain Saka. If you count the hit, it is a minus 13 because Saka got six, but Bumo got 13 himself. So obviously not good, but I don't know. The way I am, if I on weeks where I take a hit and don't hit on cap, I mean, Taka got a lucky assist, but in general, less than Mo, who's the chalk. Yeah, I mean,
he didn't get an assist, but he got an assist.
But he got an assist in the game. It's like beyond a fantasy assist. It's like some other word.
It's a Towers assist.
Yeah,
it's
just exactly.
It's a participation award for playing the game.
Participation trophy. But, you know, so on weeks like that, when I expect a red and I only got a 70K red, totally fine. You know, like I didn't do it for just 1 week. I did it for 6 weeks. You know, I like Arsenal's fixtures and, you know, a bunch of like random dumbass things like Villa lose the clean right as cash gets subbed off. Like, yeah, I don't know. Just like, it just felt like an apocalypse week. I mean, even Turner outscored Johnstone. Like, that's how you know it's like actual apocalypse is happening.
Yeah.
And I only went down not that much. It's like, I'm fine. You know, like, whatever. You know, 20% of the elite teams wildcarded this week. Like, that's how much the meta was in that direction, which is just fucking crazy high percentage. You know, and they all capped Mo, and they have, you know, a lot of the good picks. Like, all the good picks I have, they have. So, you know, it's not easy to climb from this point.
Yeah. But
yeah, I think we're okay.
I mean, Johnstone didn't even need to make a save. He was so good.
Why would he?
No saves necessary. No saves
he
required.
He almost gave them a goal also. He was playing his own game.
He was active.
He was active.
Yeah.
Which you don't get bonus points for, but you maybe should.
Actually, you get negative bonus points because I think most active member of the entire league was Darwin, who just shits his life away in bonus points because he does so many actions.
It's just such a bad system. Rolls. It's such a bad system. It needs covering regularly, but I don't have the strength. I like the fortitude to go into it regularly and in any capacity.
Yeah. I need Allison Becker to like baptize me and infuse me with the vision of God. Then I could talk about it clearly.
Then we're clear.
Clear soul and clean heart.
October Mug League winners. I let everyone down. I didn't win the mug, obviously, with that kind of week. Obviously. And I'm going up against fucking bench boosts and wildcard and triple caps. I mean, come on. First place winner, David Goodbranson, a.k.a. Slick Dallas. Second place, Haim Michon, a.k.a. Mattis Sun, Wisconsin Sun. And then third place, Michael Dunsford, a.k.a. Double Double Hoyland Trouble. Great job by all of you. I will send you a message on Patreon and Discord, so look out for that. And then shout out to the leader of the public league, Pontus Gunlick, aka Forever QPR. This guy just can't quit. Can't quit the QPR, the Rangers. Good job by him. That's it, man. So yeah, like I said, weird week. There's not like huge topics that everyone asks questions about. It's just a bunch of like scattered questions and sad people in our Discord. So what should we talk about? I think we can decide now, like, where do we go? What do we do? Or do we just go through the questions? Also an option.
I mean, there are a few things I wanted to talk about.
Yeah,
I don't know if we want to begin there
I always do. I always do.
Well, I think Spurs defense needs to be looked at a little bit differently, honestly. They control games very well, and they make up for their issues. I mean, it needs to be spoken about this partnership in the central defense. Is like Van de Ven and the Romero are unbelievable together. I mean, they are just insane. I think maybe best center back pairing in the league. I think they're in there with a shout.
Not go crazy. I don't think they're in there with a shout, but that's fine.
I definitely think that they're in there with a shout and easily top three. They both are just so fast. So he's aggressive. He backs off. Like the way that their understanding has blossomed so much as the season has progressed.
And the system's perfect for them, I think.
Yeah, it's perfect for them to play a high line. They're faster than anybody else.
Yeah.
And Romero is reborn. Like he doesn't get it yet. He doesn't have red card shouts every week. Like, he's playing like he can be free, and he's not, you know, doing insane, crazy shit like he used to.
Yeah.
He just runs forward at the most opportune times and just does really effective things.
Isn't it funny that shit is coachable? And there's all these fucking scumbags in the league every year where it's just like, just stop doing the red card shit. And
yeah,
he just stopped doing it.
Yeah. 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 I mean, I don't know. I mean, I think they just, even because we're sort of seeing them against the bad teams as just open dominate. And they're letting, earlier in the season, like, they're still open. They're still letting up chances. That really hasn't been happening lately. Yeah. And they just have so much control over the game. I mean, creating chances is something else, not discussing that in this moment, but just strictly defensively. You know, I mean, they're just really good. I mean, they look like they have learned the system and have improved. And, you know, I think that they are a reasonable defense to have and rotate. And yeah, I think that they're just, defense is really good. I don't know. I've turned on them. I'm
still a lot lower than you, but I'm higher than where I was. I don't know how else to put it. I mean, I still think they just concede chances all the time to even bad teams. But the thing I think that I maybe oversold is the ability for the bad teams to actually take advantage of these 2v2s or 2v1s even. And they just can't. Like, they just fuck up. And you didn't even mention Vicario, who's just been saving. Great. He makes like two great saves a game, I feel like, at this point.
Yeah,
like,
yeah, one or two great saves a game, certainly.
And where it's just like, that could have gone in. Like, if that's Lloris, like, Palace are up 2-0. Like, that just happened.
Yeah, we had one good chance at the beginning of the game.
Yeah, but, like, the Edouard save, like, that was a great save.
That goes into it. I mean, yeah
that goes into it. So that's, like, another thing that I didn't, like, calculate correctly. But, you know, I still think broadly, you know, I think they have the most cleans in the league. Is that right?
Yeah, that sounds about right.
They have like five or something like that. And, four? You know, I mean,
if four? That can't be the most. Like, might be.
It might be. I mean, we're not that far into the season. City haven't been like great. But, you know, I mean, there's the other thing that was playing a lot into my head when I was talking about how bad they are. And obviously, they're not as bad as I was saying. Is like the cleans that they had kept before this run were just fucking bullshit. Like the Man United clean, I mean, they could have conceded three that game. It could have been 3-0 Manchester United before they even scored a goal. And then, you know, Bournemouth is the same. Bournemouth was more the same of what we saw with Palace and Fulham and Luton. Is like they had some counterattacking chances. They mostly got snuffed out. Spurs kind of like cruised to a 2-0 win. And that's more what should have been like, oh, that's actually the shape of the Luton, Fulham and Palace games upcoming. But yeah, as a rotation, you know, it's easy. It's easy. But like, in the next run, like, when are you looking at rotating them in, I think would be like the follow-up question.
Not much. I mean, that's the fixtures turn. Yeah, other than Wolves. I mean, the fixtures are a lot tougher. Even
Wolves is away.
Well, no, Neto. I think that's a very strong, clean
downgrade nail. Them like a fucking they're down. Notch.
Yeah, they're down to the, I don't care. They're a great fixture period for a clean sheet. But no, I mean, that's something. Most
cleans in the league, by the way. I totally had that wrong.
They're down Arsenal by one five, or two.
And then Palace. F4. Yeah, Palace, City, Newcastle, and Spurs are on
four. F4, yeah.
Yeah.
But yeah, I just think just overall general view of Spurs defense is like they're just good. Yeah. 4-5, like good options. You know?
Four teams without a clean. Do you know them?
Promoted sides.
Yep. You know this.
Bournemouth?
No, you know this. You actually know this. What team doesn't have a clean? And we've been talking shit about their defense since fucking
Man United?
June. Brighton.
Oh yeah, I forgot about
that. Brighton, baby, no cleans. Unbelievable. Like,
yeah.
Meanwhile, everyone else in the game got 18 purpose points, and we're just no cleans. I swear, they fucking suck.
Yeah.
What's the next thing you want to talk about?
Well, West Ham was like, stunning and terrifying to me watching that game with three Western Hammers and my fucking dumbass.
Was that fun?
Piece of shit. Too. It was not fun.
Not fun.
I mean, I don't know if it's... I mean, I'm prone to reacting, obviously, as everyone who listens to this podcast knows, but I was just watching that game in horror. I mean, what do we make of this situation? You're just like, situation? I need
to hit out all my West Ham players.
Yeah, I need to take a -4 and use all three of my transfers on all three of my West Ham players is what I was feeling as the game was concluding. Yeah,
I think Bowen is still very fine. I mean, he was still getting not great chances, but chances. He was taking shots. I think Everton
gets headers.
Yeah, I know. I don't know why that's like a thing now, but that does keep happening for some reason. But I think Everton also just like surprised them. Like the first 20 minutes were open, and then Everton just like double decker bus. And like I think that kind of surprised them. They kind of defended well. You know, Brandt had a really good game, and you know, they're still West Ham. They're still a David Moyes West Ham. They're not like breaking down buses and like putting in great attacking performances. They counter and get chances or they don't. But defensively, I mean, I think like Jeff even asked, he was like, if we own Areola Turner, it seems worth it to use a transfer and even a hit on the keeper spot. Yeah. And I was like, obviously thinking of you there. And I was just like, I mean, it doesn't seem like they have cleans in them at all.
They have one clean.
They have one clean, and it was pretty fucking lucky, if I remember correctly.
Yeah, they barely did it. I mean, to be fair, literal only chance of the game was the one that they took and scored, Everton.
Yeah.
So, I mean, it's not...
Everton played super defensively.
Yeah, they didn't do fucking anything. And the biggest issue, though, is that unlike aforementioned best centre-back pairing in the league, Zuma and Agüero... Maybe the worst. I mean, they're non-promoted teams.
Fine, but
he's not fine. He's really not fine at all.
He's
awful.
Judging center backs, I think, is just really, really hard, right? Like,
I don't think
Romero is a great example. You know, like, he's fucking terrible. He shouldn't be starting for any team. And now it's just like, oh, he's great. You know, it's like the partnership and where they are and how they're utilized and who, you know, the midfield in front of them, the keeper behind them, like makes a center back look good or bad. Aguerd has like monster errors every game. And so does Edson Alvarez, by the way.
He's monster maybe errors. Yeah, he might every have just game strictly flattered them. Deceive Zuma, in the first few games.
He's not the quickest. He never has been. He's like trying to cover for these guys. He's like stuck in no man's land off a weird back path. Like, it's just
he
like,
reminds me of the demise of Slabening. Like, he plays like Slab when we made fun of Slab nonstop. Right. Like, that's what Zuma is doing every game this year. No, I mean, he didn't suddenly turn into a bad defender, but
yeah,
he's not
good enough to overcome them.
He sucks. Like, every game I've seen this year, he has sucked, and Agüero's been worse. Right. You could say it's because of this, that, the other thing. Yeah, but the fact of the matter is, this is what I'm seeing, and you know, it's fucking a huge issue. Not to mention Paqueta and Alvarez are both suspended next game. So that's not good. They're both just holding hands with their five yellow cards. I mean,
Jesus.
They're playing non-compact two deep banks with two counterattackers. Like, they're doing a little bit different stuff and players have a little bit more freedom. So they're just not playing very defensively in general, even though they also don't attack. Like, I don't know what they do.
I don't know.
They're
what
just
they do.
Bad. Like, they just look
They've
bad.
They've like
and stupid.
Lost the plot, for lack of a better word. Yeah. Like, they just like
the last five,
they're doing
six
everything
games,
bad. Every facet is bad.
Yeah, they're just completely collapsing inside themselves. Like, I don't even know. And they look really, really fucked up right now. And I know I was really high on them earlier in the season, but these last few games
they played
been,
well. They got results. I mean, it wasn't that long ago they, you know, drew Newcastle, like spanked Brighton, and third game of the season spanked Chelsea. Second game of the season, like those still look like really good results. It's not like those teams are bad, you know. And it's just like
they look lost.
I mean. The other thing I was going to say also about this game is like, Everton scored their only chance, but like they also just stopped shooting or attacking after they went up. Right? Like they didn't
well,
need
they
another chance.
Shooting
they
weren't shooting or attacking. Yeah, they weren't really shooting or attacking before that either, though.
Yeah, but like I'm just saying, if they went down, like maybe Agüero makes more errors and they get in more often.
Sure.
I don't know.
Possible. James Ward-Prowse also just every game he just jogs around out of possession doing nothing. That's all he does. Just
and they're
jogs,
still getting set pieces. It turns out getting all your points off corner. By the way, Bowen took three corners. JWP
subbed
one.
Off. He subbed off, and then they got a few.
72.
That's when they got them though. They got them late. Yeah.
What's the fucking point? You might as well just start with JWB on the bench and sub him when you get a corner. Like, that's just... That's like what England fans wanted him to do for fucking Southgate. It's like, we got a free kid, bring him on.
Yeah.
Because he's just bad in open play.
Yeah, I don't know. There, I mean, Kudus, he had some bright moments, but final third product was really poor. It's like decision-making with the final ball, and or whether to shoot pass, dribble, turn around, back pass for, but he just seemed like that was lacking in a grave way.
Yeah, I mean, Suchak, like, fun to watch, and then at the end of the game, you're like, did he
do anything
good attacking? Like, not really. He, like, I feel like he beat a lot of guys on the dribble.
Yeah, he progressed.
In like, no man's land, though. Yeah. Like, he just, like, beat someone
just passed
in the middle of the pitch, and it just led to him losing the ball on the next challenge or something. It was like, oh, well, that was useless.
Yeah, he was trying to beat the whole team all by himself, and it just didn't work. Yeah, and I mean, Suchek dropping, like, we were also talking about how bad they were against Villa. He was terrible. Like, I was very critical of him, and it wasn't really working with him playing in that role because it's just, you know, he's a little bit too slow, and they weren't pressing with enough men. They were having him and, like, a couple other guys do the work of, you know, really, like, five guys. And now, you know, he's going to come back in, obviously, and sit with Alvarez out. And, yeah, I don't know, dude. They're just, they scare me, even though they do have a good run. You know, I feel really low confidence in them. They have Brentford, NFO, Burnley, Palace, and the next four, but I'm still, now I'm looking at them as just like, oh,
I mean,
God,
even away Brentford, like, 3 weeks ago, would have been like, oh, West Ham win that game.
Yeah, now, and now, like, they're going to get destroyed.
That's a brutal game. Like, Brentford's going to counter on them, shit on them. Like, I wish I had Buma. I'm hitting Buma back into my team for that game. Like,
I mean, they're going to Brentham the shit out of them. They're not going to even Brentham
them so hard. So fucking hard. And picks, Beattie and Chester said, what do we do with JWP? I mean, he's not an unpopular pick in FPL. And he's on, what, like, five straight blanks or something like that? Just, like, looking bad every game. Yeah, five straight blanks except for the random clean sheet and bonus point he got against home Sheffield.
I mean, we at the same time have seen this all of his career.
All life.
He will blank for four or five game weeks in a row, and then he'll pop in with two goals in the next five games and just finish on 150 points. Like,
yep.
I mean, it just, he, I don't know what to tell you.
He is who we thought he was.
Yeah. So, you know, the one thing that he is not who he was potentially being at the beginning of the season was taking shots.
Yeah, I mean, like, he was in getting, open play. Like,
yeah, he was getting a little bit forward at the beginning of the year when he was just coming into the team. And he is so very, very far away from that now. Open play is just not remotely in his stratosphere of returning from it. But I mean, I just think you probably don't want him. You know, you probably just want to look elsewhere.
This is Pedro from the Arsenal Opinion podcast, and I am hyped about the title running. Can Arsenal pit Pep and Klopp? Will our young squad be described as mentality monsters? Is Mikel Arteta truly a generational saucy manager? Come and join us on the Arsenal Opinion podcast to follow the boys on this historic 2024 Premier League title running and hear analysis of the games, the hottest transfer rumours, the Arsenal culture, and the business of football. 3 times a week exclusively on the Sports Social Podcast Network. Search the Arsenal Opinion now and come and join the fun.
There are years in FPL where a cheap-ish 150-point player is someone you want on your team the entire season. It just doesn't seem like that kind of year. I mean, there are like 20 attackers that are better than him that aren't even that much more expensive than him.
Yeah.
Yeah, I just don't think he's one of the... I mean, what I keep saying to people when they like DM me about this guy or that guy, I'm just like, he's just not one of the 7 best attackers in the game. So I don't want him in my team.
Yeah.
Because that's how many slots we have.
Yeah, basically. That's fair.
Yeah.
So get AGO boy. Anthony Gordon, please.
I brought Anthony
Gordon. One of the 7 best attackers in the game.
Didn't look good for me. Yeah, exactly. So, one of the 7 best in the game.
So, I mean, Bowen, yes, you know, he is still...
He'll be fine.
Doing things, and he will fall backwards into points periodically, especially in the good run. But I mean, the defense is terrible, right? I mean, there's no overreaction there. It's just really bad. I mean, it looks like Leicester from last year to me. It's just, I mean, when are they going to concede?
get it over with early.
The only case for their defense right now, which is running at a disgustingly bad rate, is like they have to rip it up and just park a double decker bus like Moyes knows how. But again, I mean, I list their numbers, I feel like, every week on the pod. I mean, it goes in order, non-penalty: Sheffield United, Bournemouth, Luton, Burnley, West Ham.
You don't want defenders from those teams.
Yeah, 3 out of 4 of those teams are getting relegated, and then it's West Ham. It's like
Bournemouth. Yeah.
Right. I mean, that's the teams. You know? So like, you just can't have a defender from down there.
Yeah. You just can't. And it looks that way too. I mean, every single time watching, it's just when are they going to concede? Like, I hope they only concede one. You know, it's just like, holy shit.
Yeah, and honestly, I also don't really think there's like that much to learn, because what we and other people were saying still was kind of true. It's like, well, they just got kind of destroyed by Chelsea, City, Liverpool, more recently, like Newcastle in the XG, right? Villa away, whatever. That was more recent. And it was like, but maybe in this good run, like, they'll just keep a couple cleans. Like, they're obviously not great, and great teams don't get destroyed, but they're probably fine, right? They're probably the 10th-ish best team, but like, they're worse than we thought. They're just worse than we thought. Like, in the good games, they're still conceding chances and looking like a mess and not creating enough. So it's Yikers for them.
Yeah, Zuma's 1,000,000% gone this week for me. The Areola one, I'm still not sure yet.
He's still the cheapest nailed guy in the game, because I think Turner might lose his spot this week. So
yeah, it's just, I mean, we say this, like, they're so bad, they look so bad. Like, yes, they do, obviously. And also, their next fixtures are Brentham, NFO, Burnley, Palace, Spurs, Fulham, Wolves. Like,
yeah.
So he still has the same. It's just, you know, he gets 3 points, someone will get 6. It's not that bad. You know, I mean, where am I going here? What am I really doing? And as bad as it feels to have someone who I never think is in a clean, we know that, you know, if they keep 2 cleans in the next 7, then he's going to be just as good as every other goalkeeper in the league, basically. When you couple on, he'll get some saves and shit, you know?
Yeah, I mean, look at Pickford. I mean, he's not top of the charts, but like, he had no points up through Gaming 7. Then he gets a 9 home Bournemouth and a 5 at West Ham. Just like, just hold keeper. Doesn't fucking matter. Just hold it.
Doesn't matter. Really doesn't matter. It's so fucking dumb. So that's what I'm leaning towards there. Yeah. Odysseus, keeping Areola.
Odysseus Vlachodimos is going to start for NFO, maybe.
I mean, why not? Turner is playing badly. I mean, he's been worse lately. He started off, I thought, really well, but he has been badly. I mean, they did pay for it. They did buy him to be their number one, but
they did.
I mean, Vlachodimos is not a young guy, but he's got pedigree and he's played. And
Turner's also 29. I mean, I think I feel like Turner's one like clear positive attribute is like his distribution's good. Like, for a bad team like Nottingham Forest, their ability to like build through Turner is better than other bad teams.
Right,
but like, every game, it's like a bad save or like a bad parry or a mistake or like something.
Yeah.
Fucking doing anything to just give up a free goal. And it's like, if you're a bottom team who's relying on like parking the bus and keeping cleans, like, you just can't have that at keeper.
Yeah, you can't afford it.
So,
we'll see about that.
Yeah, I don't know. Maybe it's time for him to go.
Bowen hold. Yeah, maybe. We'll see.
I still think Bowen will get goals in these games.
Yeah. In these games against bad teams who probably should pop up with a few, you'd think.
Yeah.
All right, where are we going next? West Ham, man. Fucking fuck me.
Yeah, I don't know. What else happened this weekend? I'm fucking out of it right now. Yeah, I mean,
the City game wasn't competitive. I didn't expect it to. I mean, Liverpool looked really good.
And abnormal amount of non-competitive games.
Yeah.
There was Arsenal game, Villa, even Brighton, even though it finished 1-1, joke of a game, Liverpool, Man City. They all just stomped. which is usually bad because usually there's only like two teams. But now right. in a season where there's a bunch of good teams and a bunch of really bad teams, it just means there's so many picks in FPL. So that's kind of fun, actually.
Yeah. What about Newcastle? What do we make of Newcastle? What are they going? What do they got going on these days?
Yeah, I mean the injuries are mounting big time. Tonali really is just gambling his fucking life away. What an amazing career timing for him to do that. Yeah. Like all of our teams getting injured, and it's like now he's suspended for a fucking year.
Well, he did it a while ago.
Right.
Just what a time for the book to get thrown at him.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. Yeah. I mean, brought in Joelinton, who's still nailed, but like, that was not a good performance.
I mean, if Joelinton or Bruno G get injured,
Dunzo.
This team is
what about done. Callum?
Yeah, I feel I like mean, they could still...
Callum has to score every goal or they're fucked.
I mean, speaking like, of Callum scoring every goal, he did brace and he does score every game. Yeah, I mean, he's like on the Darwin trajectory almost this point where when he plays, he just scores goals. It's insane.
Complete machine.
He's 7-8, Arsenal, Bournemouth, Chelsea, Man United, 3 homes in the next 4.
You could do a lot worse.
You could do a lot worse than that. Yeah. It is hard to fit him in though. You know, we are at that point, I think, with Ali and Jalvarez and Haaland and shit. But
yeah, you probably are building a team with no Haaland, no Alvarez, and you're just going like Callum, Darwin, and plus
Ali or something. Ollie. Yeah.
Yeah, just going like this is I mean, that's as good a front line as you can get if you're going no Haaland.
Yeah, which probably.
I still don't advise, but
I mean, do you think that we're going to see a wobble from this team right now? Was this the beginning, a sign of things to come?
I can't tell. I mean, I think that like Wolves have been wobbling against, they've been the wobblers of, you know, like other big teams all season. Like they kicked the shit out of Liverpool for 45 minutes. Like people forget that because then Liverpool cruised, you know, I mean, they should have drew Man United. I mean, they should have beat Man United with that performance game week one. I mean, they literally beat Man City. You know, they've just got
punched in the face in game week one to not get points.
Yeah, exactly. And like they've just been really good counterattacking team all season. Don't know. Maybe it was just a really bad matchup and a bad performance. I'm not ready to say like this team's falling off. They're fucking done. But with Champions League, they're in the fucking cup still with home Arsenal around the corner. I mean, they're like not that far away from all of the sort of headline makers being like crisis in Newcastle, you know, like dropping points left and right. Yeah,
the one thing they do have going for them when, you know, the 3 of the next 4 being home Arsenal, home Chelsea, home Man United is, you know, they have 12 men really up there when those games are like, you know, it's going to be really
bouncing.
Yeah, it's going to be a really good environment for them. So when one of them is coming off the back of the international break, the Chelsea game. So that'll be a little bit of a who knows what. But yeah, interesting times in Newcastle. It's just the squad's just, you know, with a few injuries, it was already a bit thin to begin with. Yeah. The midfield is just concerning. You know, the midfield is just concerning to me.
I can't remember how the Newcastle-Arsenal matches went last year, but I feel like Arsenal won 100% of the ball. Newcastle won 0% of the ball. I mean, I feel like they'll be kind of comfortable in that game. I'm not saying they're going to win, but I'm saying like that's the kind of game they want to play.
They just stay in their shape and they move around.
They stay in their shape. They counter with Miggy and Gordon. They try and get the ball to Callum and Trips. That's it. They go back in their shape. Reset.
Yeah.
So maybe these like home games that are really hard are like sort of more comfortable for them in a weird way because all of these teams want the ball and they are so happy to give the ball away.
Yeah. Versus the games where they have to take more of it and then it becomes a little more chaotic because they're not as good at that. And
running at them. I mean, it sucks that Neto's hurt, man. That's a bummer from this weekend. Big bummer
for them. Yeah.
For all of us. He's just fun.
But, well, it makes FPL a little bit easier though because it makes that team really easy to
nail clean.
Yeah, just to know that they're going to be incompetent going forward.
Huang is going to laugh in your face, Dong, every week. Golden Boot Huang.
Yeah.
We did actually get some Callum Alvarez forward questions. So let me read these. Maybach said, would you consider Callum to be a similar asset to someone like Ali or Alvarez when Isak is out? Past 3-4 years, he's been underrated. You can just throw him in your team, be assured of returns when he's fit and starting. Granberger, Callum's probably going to get points, but is it worth dropping Ali or Alvarez? Anyone else on Newcastle attack to target? And then, yeah, Ethical Warden Elgato also asking about Alvarez out. I mean, Alvarez, Darwin, or Watkins, or Callum, or keep Alvarez. I mean, you'd be insane to get rid of Alvarez this week, right?
Yeah, against Bournemouth. Home I think Bournemouth? That's pretty nuts. You know, the City do have a little bit more challenging fixtures. I just still feel like, you know, with Alvarez, it's, you know, okay, he has one double-digit haul. I mean, he's not probably going to be that player unless if City do start to turn it on and just blow teams away, which is possible. You know, they look possible. Like they might be coming into that kind of period of their season,
yeah,
as they do every year. But,
yeah,
you know, there's still the other aspect of, you know, we saw Alvarez taking some corners and shit like that. Like, you know, he'll be on some, and he takes direct set piece, but it is like kind of tilting when we see players like Callum or Bumo or whoever just get these free goals. You know, they just get pens. Yeah. You know, having pens is insane. It's OP, it's overpowered, insane. So, you know, I'm not going to...
All my life, dude. Yeah. All my life, but, yeah.
Like, that said, like, I'm not going to kill you for doing Alvarez to Callum. Like, I don't advise that, but I don't think that's like, oh my God, that's so stupid. You're so dumb for doing that.
Or Darwin fine. Or Ollie. I think all of those are good.
Yeah, like, I think that's fine.
Totally fine. I'm personally keeping Alvarez. City are just, they're an enigma because, I mean, there were those seasons where it was just like, they will score 5 very regularly, right? Like, and that was just like, oh my God, I expect them to score 5 every week. Now it's like, if they want. Yeah. It's just like, some games he's just like, nope. Totally happy. 1 goal. We're not going to do anything against Man United. I mean, they were just like, no, fuck you. We're just going to absolutely destroy you for fun. And I was like, they can just do that whenever they want. But in FPL, we don't know when they're going to do that. They could score fucking unlimited goals home Bournemouth this week, but no idea what they're actually going to do.
Or it could just be 2-0.
2-0. Sub Holland and Alvarez at 60. Chill.
Yeah.
Do nothing.
Yeah.
Oscar Bobbin.
The bobbing.
Yeah. But yeah, I mean, like you said, I mean, right, Alvarez blanks in a game where City just absolutely fucking destroy. He took 11 corners, put in 13 crosses.
Yeah. I mean, and they were good corners too.
Great corners.
No one was attacking. It was insane.
Like it's just exactly what we've seen from him all season, which is like any game, he could just pop up with like a random double return. Because he's just so fucking involved in all the stuff.
Where was Stony Boy and Ruban? Vardiol. I mean, no one was doing any fucking attacking of the corners. Yeah. It was crazy.
And literally, none of them got a shot.
Yeah, Kyle Walker just 900 minutes through 10 games this year. Can't stop playing football.
Shout out to whoever in Discord was saying to us in preseason, like, why isn't Kyle just going to start every game?
Yeah,
and we were just like, here. I mean, he's not going to start every game.
Yeah, Champions he's never League. Done he that before.
He just starts every game.
Yeah, and he doesn't start some of the Champions League games. I mean, is he doing well? I mean, 4 points a game. Yeah, you take that, obviously, but he's not like pulling up trees. But, you know, he just keeps playing. It's crazy, dude. He just played fucking every game. It's crazy. He plays
every game. He's also playing a way more attacking role than he's played in, like, at least 6 years. And he still just has one assist or something.
Yeah,
like
two. Oh, he's like, so he loses he's just his head still in the Kyle. Final third. Yeah, he still puts like head down flat balls, just easily cleared by the center back. He's goes nowhere.
Too funny. He's too funny. But I totally agree with you with Alvarez.
How do you see about the City defense? I mean, I know I was pretty bullish on the clean sheet, right? This week, and I obviously, you know, put my points up my ass for it. Yeah. And you know, the fixtures that we've talked about, just, you know, Bournemouth, Chelsea, Liverpool, Spurs, Villa, tough, right? They're tough fixtures.
Yep.
Is it just silly to look there now because of the tough fixtures, or is it, you know, I mean, how do you see them?
Sidekov was the same question. Is City D back on the menu? If so, ahead of which popular defenses would you put them? Which I think is the question. And he put, as the popular defenses, he put Newcastle, Villa, Arsenal, Liverpool. I mean, Newcastle and Arsenal are also elite defenses, I would say. So it's like, I separate them, right? Like Arsenal with good fixtures, I would take any day of the week over City defenders. Not even close, in my opinion.
What about if one of the Arsenal defenders that you would have to take is Gabriel?
What if he plays like what if he 900 doesn't play? Straight minutes also, and then he gets dropped the game you bring him in?
What if that is that still the same answer?
Makes him a little bit less good of a pick for me. And then, you know, with like Villa.
I am
fucking O. But Liverpool and Villa, they're clearly worse defenses than City.
Liverpool?
I mean, I think we're fucking back. Like, Liverpool are so fucking good. It's crazy. Yeah,
Liverpool are back, baby.
But it's Villa also the price ridiculous. Question, right? Like, I wouldn't have brought in Tsimikas if he was the same price as fucking Diaz, right? But like I brought him in because he was 4-4 when I got him. And so that's what made him like irresistible. Same with Pau. I had exactly 4-5. So I was like, he's my favorite 4-5 at this time with their fixtures. And that's been fine. So for me, it's more of a price thing. I mean, yeah, I think City is a great place to go. But in the like pecking order, I would like rather get an Arsenal guy. I'd rather spend less on like still, you know, good Liverpool, decent other teams or whatever than go there. But I'm sure there are plenty of teams that exist that are just like, you know, I can get to blah, blah, blah for free. And yeah, I mean, they're great defense. I don't know what to say. They're going to probably lead the league in cleans. They're fucking great.
I'm so fucking bummed I don't have Tsimikas, man. I really fucked that up.
He's just a 6 point per game.
I was so close to getting him that first game, you know?
Yeah, what was it? Wait, what was the...
I just keep saving and not getting points. I'm fucking so stupid. And transferring him.
Botman non-move. That's what it was, right?
Like, why didn't I just get Tsimikas instead of Gabriel? Like, fuck me, dude. Arsenal, that was so dumb.
Clean. That was so dumb. For fun. Yeah. Only dumb because he was benched, though. Not dumb also, for any other reason.
Well, also dumb because they play Newcastle this week.
Yeah, so no, but Liverpool play at Man City in 3 weeks, you know?
In 3 weeks, but I need someone this week. Like I should have seen. Yeah, I need someone now. I needed someone to start yesterday and today, like last week and this week. And I just like didn't even think. I guess the home, Chef Yu just fucking blinding me again. They keep blinding me so badly.
I mean, they blinded you. I fucking Captain Saka, who got zero shots and created zero chances in a 5-0. I mean,
I know.
Jesus Christ, Sheffield United are bad. I mean, I seriously think like any top half team could just put a backup 11 and win 3-0. They're that probably. Bad.
Tsimikas probably should be my move in for Zuma this week.
He's great.
Yeah, he's just
he good. Was very close to Bones too.
Yeah, he was good this game. Bad first great. Game, good this game. Yeah, he was very solid. Very solid. Yeah, but I think I mean, Liverpool, I think.
Yeah,
haven't gotten also enough kind of pub. Yeah. They just look so fucking good again. And they played two really bad teams at home, and that will be nice. But they look like they're just back in their pomp, and they have all of a sudden their midfield is just all these fucking sickos. You know, they're awesome. Gone are these old slow bastards, in are these
grinders,
techers, fast, sexy ass fucks, and it's just awesome. Like that's so fun like to watch.
Sexy ass fuck. I mean, that's what you want to see.
Yeah, it's just fun, free flowing, fluid. Like they're just they pounce. You know, they lose the ball, they pounce. They get the ball right back, and Verge is verging again. It's just everything looks great.
Yeah.
One thing though, not as great. Van Dijk
is underrated, like how much of a difference he makes now that he's just like, you know, a year from the injury, he didn't look like the same player last year. And then this year, he's just like, oh my God, he's just so back. He's absolutely killing it. Yeah.
Yeah. One thing though that is very different that I think I guess it hasn't been an issue because he's just not really been a pick for so long, but Trent, not doing the same shit. This is not the same player that
Like what was it like 5 weeks ago? I was like, he's gonna be a pick when the fixtures turn. I mean,
not a pick.
He's just a pick. 2 million more expensive Simi. I mean, set pieces taken off him. Sobo's doing the overlapping, not him. Like it's just like he's essential for Liverpool, but in FPL he's just like lost the appeal.
So. I mean, I'm sure next year he'll come in at like 6'5" or something.
Right. And that'll be something.
When he finishes this year on, you know, 5 or 6 assists and maybe one goal or something like that.
Something like that. Yeah. Like a free kick or something. Yeah. That is actually interesting to see where he and Rabo come in. Right. Rabo missing a big chunk with injuries, getting a year older. Also on 0 assists.
Like. Yeah. And it, I mean, it just makes a lot of... I mean, he's still amazing every game. Trini always is. But it's just also interesting just because we saw the team construction before where they had such shit-ass dogs in midfield and they needed more out of him. And now that their midfield is insane juggernaut, he can just fucking play fullback and chill and stay at the edge of the final third and periodically put his like sick delivery in from that area. But he's not... you know, having to be having to do so much creatively or whatever. So,
and Sobo is just like
he's
otherworldly.
We knew
getting a player who's such a good winger and such a good midfielder and has like the most insane engine I've ever fucking seen.
And he's sick on pens. And he's sick on free kicks. I mean, what can he not do? And he's so attractive.
Yeah,
he's so good looking. Oh my god.
Yeah, really small feet. Weirdly small feet. You hear about that shit?
No, why? Because he bound them like a...
Honestly, I think he did. Like, it's like a weird fucking myth or whatever.
A Hungarian Hungarian myth. Know.
Like, if you have smaller feet, you have, like, better ball control or something like that. He has, like, ridiculously small feet.
Well, it's working for him. It's not preventing him from running fast, that's for sure.
I know. Well, yeah, what's the point of big feet anyway, I guess?
Big shoes, big socks.
Yeah, big, you know...
Gabagool. Liverpool, good team.
Liverpool are good. And I think you could make the argument, I mean, they just have the most explosive attack in the league, too. And obviously, everyone's like making their way to get Mo at this point. I think that that's pretty clear. But it's like, it's just fucking relentless. I mean, it's like, I think actually the NFO game is a good example because they've been solid defensively all year. Just like, solid numbers, a decent bus. Obviously, Turner is bad. We've covered that already. But like, they've just been like pretty solid.
I don't think that's accurate. Where are you coming up with that? Where do you get that?
I mean, they've conceded one other time all season.
Yeah, but I mean, they're shipping their XG whatever is like bad. I mean, they're bad.
They're bad. It's NFL. Team. No, obviously it's NFO.
It's NFO. What are you trying to say?
But look, they're mid-table with their XG conceded, actually.
Oh, God.
The mid-table. I mean, they're fucking a million times better than goddamn West Ham.
Wow, that doesn't take much.
They're the same. They're the same as Villa.
They're like Villa. Yeah, fine.
Same as Villa.
Villa suck. So that makes sense. They both suck. Yeah, they both suck.
Good. And so they don't concede a lot. They just lose a lot because they're bad. And they have no attack because they're bad. But like, you know, conceding, just getting absolutely fucking pummeled is not a thing that they're doing regularly. And just like, you know, that's good. Liverpool's good.
Here we go.
Should we rally through some questions?
Sure. Let's do it.
So this is a bigger macro question from D. Sylvie. So more of a general type of question. Where are you on your priors? That is thus far. What has surprised you the most about this season? What has surprised you the least about this season so far? Hard to come up with on the spot a little bit.
Well, for me, easy on the first one. Man United just completely... I never saw this coming, that they were going to turn into this. Like, I mean, they're a bottom 10 team. They're going to
turn into Man United.
Yeah, they're a bottom 10 team. I mean, you watch this team every week, they're a bottom 10 team. And that it's, I don't even know if it's a regression or what would be an accurate way to characterize this situation.
Is what I would say. Yeah.
Yeah. It's, I mean, we, you know, we, as most people do, enjoy making fun of Man United because they're just fucking clown show. But they were showing genuine signs last year of just like, okay, this is going to be, you know, they're kind of getting back, you know, they have this and that going. And it's just so abject. So, I mean, that for me is the biggest surprise that I didn't foresee.
For sure.
Yeah.
For sure. Off the top of my head, don't know. I mean, that's a really good one. I'm trying to think of like who else. I mean, Bournemouth being this bad, kind of surprising to me.
Yeah.
I mean, like, they were bad last year, almost got relegated. Gary O'Neill kind of pulled them out. But like, everyone kind of knew they were still bad. Like, I totally understood sacking O'Neal. I was like, yeah, Iriola. I've never seen Rayo Vallecano play, but everyone who knows a lot about fucking football was like, he's really good. You know, Rayo was always punching above their weight. They're really good. Almost all their transfers, I was like, oh my God, love him. You know, like, great move. It turns out buying already injured players might not be the move. I mean, Tyler Adams is just setback after setback. And, like, you know, what's his name? Just played his first game. The Alex Cook or whatever. From,
yeah, the, what was it?
Is that his name? Cook?
Yeah, or, from the championship they bought from.
Yeah, like, or Scott. I'm confusing him and Lewis.
Bristol
Lewis
City Cook. Or something like that?
Yeah, and they just are so bad. I mean, they're trying to play out from the back. They look lost. They look like they don't know what to do. They're just conceding humongous chances every game, all the time. They're still probably better than the fucking promoted sides, who are just a new level. But, like, I didn't expect them to be like, oh my God, Bournemouth is top four best fixture. You know, they're known. I mean,
dude, this was the first game they fucking won all year.
I know. Areola was known in La Liga to, like, give the top teams a really hard time, like taking points off Real Madrid and Barcelona all the time, even though they're like a tiny team with no budget. And it was just like, man, yeah, they're so bad.
Yeah. But, and now they do that for 5 minutes of the game against the top teams, and the other 85, they're getting fucking battered. So
yeah, but when I sort like by points, just an FPL from an FPL point, and there's not that many surprises. There's really not.
Yeah, no, that's for sure. I mean, I guess like the Neto Renaissance is nice, but it's not Neto, too surprising.
Doug Luiz is randomly up there. He won't stay up there.
Yeah.
You know, Bumo, third. You know, I mean, we kind of knew, like, without Tony, he's going to fly. But, and the back-to-back master balls.
I mean, he has three pens, yeah.
Three pens, really.
Let's talk
really
more about that. Bumo. I did want to talk about Bumo a little bit. I mean, it feels so weird to evaluate him because everything he does feels so lucky.
Oh, my and God. Well, also, especially that Chelsea game. And that was ridiculous.
But that's the thing. I mean, he does this ridiculous shit every game. He gets stoppage points all the time. I mean, yeah,
he actually does. He farms points in stoppage time.
Yeah, like, he never gets subbed. He's a crazy matters. Engine. Yeah, it matters a lot. And when he doesn't have to use much of his engine most of the game because they don't do anything. He doesn't do anything. Yeah. I mean, he basically runs forward like 15 times. And he
literally hasn't been subbed this season.
Yeah, why would you sub him?
Yeah.
So, I mean, I wasn't on him, but you were on him game week one. Everyone's been on him.
No, I wasn't. Now, I talked about him relentlessly. And
you
I
got was on Wissa instead. Yeah, and then you got him early on.
I got
whatever,
him later, yeah.
Yeah, but, you know, you I guess, you were on for some of the season, but.
Yeah.
I mean, he's, like, they play Western, then they have Liverpool, Arsenal, tough, then they have Luton, Brighton, Chef U, Villa.
It doesn't matter. I think it
doesn't
matter.
Does it matter? Like, I mean, that's where I'm looking. I mean, that's what I'm also looking at. Like, because I'm sitting here with Bowen. I'm like, how is Bowen better than Bumo? It's just like, he's just not, you know? It just feels like he's not.
Yeah, he's probably not. Yeah. I mean, to be fair, I mean, his numbers are also massive. Like, he not just, you know, non-pen I'm talking about. Like, he's just putting up massive numbers because
Bumo.
Yeah, Bumo, because
yeah.
The stoppage time chances that he gets are fucking
huge chances.
Bob Sanchez out of his net, or like tap-ins, or like, you know, and
because they connive to create these chances where it's like a 3-on-3 or a 2-on-2. I mean, they're like, even though it only happens maybe twice a game, I mean, they're enormous chances. So.
Enormous chances. Yeah, because also before the empty netter against Bob Sanchez,
he missed
they had a 4v1.
Yeah,
they had a fucking 4v1 that
didn't
get
a shot off or something.
Yeah, no, he passed it to a guy who just took like a bad shot. He could have like done anything else. But yeah, they just are ruthless and efficient. They're so efficient. They just turn the opportunities into massive chances all the time, even without the ball. I mean, I obviously regret getting rid of him. I still think Saka's a better pick, but like, Bumo's fucking amazing. Like, you don't ever need to get rid of him. You just don't.
You don't. You really don't. I mean, it is difficult now with Liverpool and Arsenal, two of the three, because I'm still not complete. Yeah. Like, oh, I feel really good about Bowen. I'm like, oh God.
Yeah.
And are you one of the seven best attackers in the league? You know,
But I mean, after these few games, I mean, Luton home, at Brighton, at Sheffield, home Villa. I mean, those are all really good just games. I guess they have a blank. Like, I don't know what that's about, but.
When do they have a blank? Yeah. What are you talking about?
Game week 18, there's a blank. I don't know.
Oh my God, I need Praz back on the show. He's had that penciled in since fucking May.
That's why he got these three players this week for what's going to happen in 3 months, I'm sure.
Exactly. You got to play around the blanks.
Great pick. Like, I don't know. Yeah, I feel like he's also something that for me personally is like a big me issue, is just that contrarian nature of like, well, everyone has him, so let me find like four reasons why he's bad and then stand on that hill and then actually kill myself on it.
It's two things. It's two of our classic biases working against us.
And
it's
we had him 3 years ago.
And we had him. Nailed in the team when no one has. No one's even heard of him. He's in our team. It's the contrarian that we both have to different degrees at different times, but we definitely both represent the contrarian. And then it's also like, the bad team performances always throw us off the scent. Like they went like five winless games or something horrible, right? More than that. Yeah. I mean, they went six winless. Like, draw, loss, draw, loss. We're fucking out. Get out of my life. Get out of my team. You know, like, I don't want you. Never wanted you. Doesn't matter, dude. He's just a machine. He's what you want JWP to be, but he'll never be.
And whereas, he's undone.
He takes pens, he takes some set pieces, he's involved in all the goals that happen, and he's a machine and an open play. He also gets some sitters and creates some sitters every game sometimes. Yeah. It's just like, great pick.
Yeah.
Great fucking pick. Bolter and Tuna. Salah cannot stop scoring, but getting him in my team means a sacrifice on at least two good players. I have Saka, Son, Watkins. How much compromise is too much?
Yeah, I don't know, man. I mean, Saka still is the one to me that's like less good.
Yeah.
I mean, low key.
Watching Saka this week as my captain in a 5-0, I was just like, what am I
made a mistake
doing?
Yeah. You're like, oh, wait a minute. Did I just captain a winger?
Hashtag winger. Winger's
he's
out.
A winger.
Wenger out.
He's a winger. I mean,
he's
that's an Arsene
Wenger. I mean, it's
he's
like,
a fucking winger. Again, he's back to playing just winger.
I think it's a little unfair. He's better than that and he does more stuff. The problem is they just don't need him.
Yeah.
Like in some games, they're just like he barely touched the ball. He wasn't in the game. It was just a fucking like Martinelli and Ketia Rice ESR show. And it's just like, well, this is a joke. We're just not going to like rely on Saka to do everything.
Yeah. I mean, I think a big part of it too is, you know, the first plan of defense for every team that they face is shut him down.
Yeah.
So
shut him down. Yeah.
They do that at the expense of letting other people thrive. And, you know, we see that all the time. It's just like, kick him, hit him, whatever. Two guys on him. Someone's always in reserve waiting if he's... And I mean, I do feel like he's not getting into central positions as much as he did last year.
Right.
And, you know, he's just kind of chilling out there, occupying a couple of people. He's like a decoy almost.
Yeah.
And, he's not even taking shots. You know, he's not taking shots.
And it's dumb, but FPL, you need like selfish players. You don't want like nice guy team players, right? Like, you know, he's like, I'm just doing what's best for the team. We're winning 5-0. Like, what? Who cares, you know? But like, I fucking care. I just brought you in and captained you.
Yeah. So, I mean, meanwhile, Son is an absolute non-negotiable. We talked about that last week.
How much better of an asset he is. I mean,
And he was again so good against Palace, so good against us.
The team goal was such a good team goal.
Yeah, and it was a beautiful striker's goal. We talked literally the first game he played for a half hour before he got hurt. All we were talking about is, oh my God, him instead of Rich is not even comparison.
Like, he's played 110 minutes and he's been fucking unreal in all 110 of them.
He transforms them into something else that is an actual functioning creator. Rich is just terrible.
Get out of here.
So bad.
Yeah,
it's
I think
insane.
Losing Saka to get Tumo, and maybe it's not two of your good guys out. Maybe it's just Saka and to mediocre players, bad players, yeah. whatever. Whatever you have to do. But I think, yeah, Saka's clearly a step below the top midfielders and the top forwards in the game right now.
Yeah, and I think also with Brennan, just to piggyback on that, I think he's going to be really, really good for Matto because he can get and attract and stretch. Cut back, stretch, and there will be space for cutbacks in the middle, unlike Rich, who is an absolute donkey machine of just disastrous proportion. Yeah. Adds nothing.
Yeah.
But
I like that shout.
Yeah.
I like it, especially because we both still have Matto and Son.
Yeah, I mean, that question. So, yeah, Saka, I think, is definitely in. And Ollie, you know, they still have these few games. I mean, Ollie will never be a problem. Like, he's
never a problem. He should have double returned also.
Yeah, he always should double return pretty much. And then it's just a matter of, you know, which version of him are you getting on a given day? You know, the one that got 50 great points pick. Against Brighton, or the one that hit the post a couple of times and got two against Luton.
Only went down 70K, and there was a world where I went down 700K. I mean, Ollie could have triple return. Mo could have triple return. He played great. Like, all of this shit that I just dodged. So I got pretty lucky this week, I would say. But yeah, Ollie's a fucking great pick. Don't worry about him.
Yeah.
We already talked about this, and Dadlet and Greenback asking about necktie. Yeah, what do you think?
Fine. I mean, I was going nuts about Ferguson. I still really like Ferguson. Oh, yeah,
on the live stream.
Yeah. I still really like Ferguson in that spot. But yeah, you know, I mean, necktie, dude, whenever Jesus is hurt, he's always going to be a pick because he's going to be underpriced. You know, I mean, he's not always going to play 90.
He's a shot machine.
Yeah, I mean, he's obviously not going to score a hat trick maybe ever again in his life, but he's a striker. He plays striker at Arsenal, and he plays in the box. I mean, this was similar to what we saw last year when he was a pick for that 2-month period.
This week, though. I mean, they're away Newcastle, and then Jesus is sort of close to being back. I mean, I don't know if we'll actually get any news from Arteta. Probably not, but like... You really want him home, Burnley. You don't really care about him this week, you know, away Newcastle. So just skip a week and see, you know, take it from there, I think.
If you can, for sure. But Ferguson, dude, good pick.
Great pick. Started, got the goal.
He's already came in with 8 for me in that first game. Did we have a bet or something? What were we talking about?
What was it?
Maybe I was just... We were talking about Ferguson in the next window against someone else. Or maybe that was just me yelling at Kev on the fucking thing.
I mean,
Kev... he kept wanting Gordon or... No, he wanted fucking...
He had necktie.
Palmer or some shit.
In the thing he sent us, he had necktie.
Yeah.
And then he switched to Palmer and you were going nuts about Ferguson. And
I don't know.
I don't know. But, we were just talking about how many starts, maybe? Because I was saying like 3 out of the next 4 is best case, probably. But
yeah 4 out of 4 is best case, and that's what will be the case.
Beanie said, can the cheap defender specialist pick out a choice 4-5? Beanie knows who we are.
Yeah,
Beanie likes him. Beanie's a supporter of the pod right there.
It ain't Gabriel. It fucking doesn't play, this piece of shit. I am also upset that I just didn't get Zinchenko. Like, I didn't even think about getting Zinchenko over Gabriel.
I was way more worried about Zinchenko than Gabriel in minutes-wise. I mean, getting hooked at half.
But I was just back to, like, I'm getting a player I don't like versus a player I actually like. Like, that's not me. Like, why was I? Right. What am I doing? Because if he's 0.3 cheaper, it's like, I don't fucking give a shit about 0.3.
Yeah. I mean, I haven't wildcarded yet, obviously, but short term, not even that short term, give me Gahey, man. I still love Palace.
No,
they're at Burnley, home Everton, at Luton, at West Ham, home Bournemouth. If any team has 2 or more of the promoted sides in their upcoming run, get their players. I mean, they're that bad.
I'm not with you on that at all. Okay. I think we're a complete dilapidated, shambolic mess right now. I mean, Mitch is flagged. Dude, it's the same thing without Eze. It's just we have no out ball. Like, we have no We have no release valve.
I still think you defended well against Spurs. You still got a lot of cleans.
Yeah,
in good games and pals keep cleans. That's what I like.
I don't like it. I don't like us right now.
Simi is still cheap. He's not exactly 4.5 anymore, right? He went up.
Yeah, he's 4.6.
4.6, but yeah, close enough. I don't know. Anyone else you want to shout down?
I mean, there's not a ton right now. I mean, there are a lot of like we're talking about Villa. Yeah, right. So I mean, like Villa, like their defense is bad. I mean, pretty much everyone's defense is bad except for Newcastle, City, Arsenal, and Liverpool in the league. So if you can't get, I mean, the Arsenal players are still really cheap. Like you can get Zinchenko. I mean, they have two defenders. I mean, Gabriel should be playing mostly the games.
I mean, even Nate was like, I'm fucking stunned. Like, what are we doing? Rotate. I've never seen him rotate in the league. Yeah.
And there was like, he was playing for fucking international in Brazil and shit. And he was like flogging him a little bit there because of the timing of like some tough games. So it was like, okay, we'll give him a break in this one or whatever. But anyway, you know, there are a couple sub 5 million defenders there, but I think you really are just looking at fixture, you know, little short window, fixture windows, you know, and I mean, I still like Spurs defense, but, you know, their fixtures are a little bit tougher, but, you know, so no one fills you with a ton of confidence. So you kind of have to just look at what makes the most sense for your team with the fixtures, I think.
Easy.
I don't know. I don't know about that.
Only 4 or 5 more questions. Well, Josh B, relevant. Did we really fuck ourselves with Gabriel again?
Yeah.
Seems kind of fucked. But no, I think he'll be fine and start the games, most of the games. But yeah, unlucky. Walsh has gone quiet on me. Clicking X on Gabriel, looking at his fucking face.
I don't have anything to say.
Sween Dan, what are the boys' views on Wolves? Reckon they're looking quite handy, but without Neto, are they a swerve? Yeah, without Neto.
They won't function.
I have no faith.
It's like us without Gehi. You know, I mean, the team's just going to collapse. Without Eze, sorry. Yeah, they're just going to collapse completely.
Gray hair, what's your read on Villa's offensive animation? Maybe he means ammunition. Are they playing a certain way against low block teams or away from home? Are Diaby and Cash still good assets for the future game weeks?
Yeah, I didn't watch Luton game, so it's a tough one for me. Did you catch?
I was just on highlights. Also, there were three, four on at once. Yeah. But I mean, what I did see and from the past maps and all that shit. I mean, Diaby just did the striker stuff that we talked about. He sometimes does. And he was right next to Ali, like center of the box, doing all that shit, taking shots, and you know, it comes away with a double return. I don't know when or where. I don't think I follow them close enough or like listen to Villa pods where they analyze the tactics. But yeah, I mean, Cash and Diaby are still good picks, and Cash created the big Ali chance that he didn't score. You know, that would have been a haul. And Diaby, sometimes good, sometimes bad. On average, that's a good pick in good fixtures. So, yeah. And they're just really good, especially at home.
Yeah. Yeah, that sounds fair.
I think they've scored 3+ in every home game this season. Yeah, 4-0, 3-1, 6-1, 4-1, 3-1. I mean, that's fucking insane.
Yeah, it's pretty good.
That's fucking insane. Speaking of Diaby, Shotza, do I play Diaby or Bumo this week? The fuck?
Yeah, it's a tough one.
What? How good is your team, by the way?
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, if you're setting your team up to have that question each week,
I'd go Bumo.
Bumo, you think? Yeah.
Yeah, I think that's a great Brentford fixture.
Yeah, I think I agree. Villa being away, I think is enough to sway it. Yeah.
Yeah,
I'm with you. I go Bumo too.
And then last questions about some captaincy shit. So Raul said, are we back to capping Daddy Erling no matter the fixture? Hardly Boy said, can you think of any logical reason why we shouldn't all be triple capping Holland home Bournemouth this week? And then Jeff said, if we're chasing the dragon, Trent or Darwin or Jalvarez cap this week?
I mean, I think there is a conversation Mo versus Holland this week, honestly. I think Luton are bad enough.
Yeah, they are. But Bournemouth have been too. And I think home is a big deal. I mean, Liverpool also have been like heavy on the splits.
Better at home, a little iffy. Yeah,
way better at home. Yeah.
Yeah, I guess Bournemouth are not going to just, you know, shut up and just let up two goals. I mean, they should have a hard time conceding less than like four, right?
Yeah, dude. I mean, they're fucking bad, really, and they press.
Yeah, I agree. I'm with you. Yeah, no, I think that's it's got to be a Haaland one. You're right. Yeah, I mean, that's what I'm at. That's what I've been at. You know, that's what I've been on anyway.
Again, like Jack back is huge. Like Bilva back is huge. Stones, Rodri. I mean, they looked like City last game. Like they were creating chances for fun. They were fluid. They were great.
Yeah.
And yeah, if you're chasing, I mean, I don't hate Alvarez. I mean, I think it's going to be a thrashing. I think it's going to be a very easy game with lots of big chances. And sure.
Yeah. Yeah, man.
Love it. Love it. Anything else? Anything we forgot to talk about? I don't know.
I think we're good. I think we hit on a bunch of stuff. Bunch of good stuff.
It's also my Mondays are so much longer now working. You know, morning, and then we pod at night. I'm like, I haven't caught up on all the pods and everything yet. So Thursday we'll be back with more action, and then Friday live stream as usual.
Yeah, no Friday game this week, thank God.
Beauty.
Yeah.
What's your dream weekend schedule? I mean, what's your perfect schedule? Prem.
My wife and my son are on vacation somewhere else. And I'm home. And then everything's a dream.
It's just like, I just like the steady schedule. I just like a 7:30 a.m. Saturday, bunch of games, not too many, not too few at the 10 a.m. slot, and a night game. And then like 3-ish on a Sunday. No games Monday, no games Friday. Love it. My favorite.
Well, we have daylight savings this weekend.
Right. So everything's an hour later.
Everything's all fucked up. Yeah. Extra fucked,
more overlapping with NFL. It's just like, what are we doing? What are we doing?
We're struggling.
We also got the early game signups.
Yeah, well, that's nothing new there. The Fulham Man United game, the solo game there, that sucks because I don't want to watch any of that.
That's a really bad game.
Yeah, and it says it's at 5:30 for me because the daylight savings.
Yeah, 5:30 for you. Yeah, you get to sleep in.
I think I'm not going to watch any of that.
I think you should skip that. Yeah.
That's the plan.
That's an easy skip for you. 8:30 for me, I'll be up.
Yeah. Next slate at 8. Gymnastics. Oh my God. This is bad for
me. Is gymnastics going to fuck you this week?
Yeah, gymnastics at 9. So I'm only going to watch the first half.
I meant to ask you, what's the Halloween situation tomorrow? What's the lad dressing up as?
The Grinch. Classic move. Loves the Grinch so much.
That is so good. I need a pick desperately. Yeah, well,
they had their Halloween like parade at school today, so I went this morning for that. It was great.
Did you dress up?
We're gonna dress up as like Who's tomorrow night with him when we go trick or treating. My Who's? Wife and I. Who's in Whoville for where the Grinch is located. You do not know much about the Grinch, clearly.
No, I just know the Grinch. I didn't know I don't know his fucking Wikipedia.
Well, I don't either. I just know where he lives.
You just know the Who is from Whoville.
Yeah.
Sounds like the Who is from Whoville.
Yeah, she's a Whoa.
All right, dude. Any last words?
I'll see you tomorrow.
I'll see you tomorrow. Check us out at FMFL.com. Follow us on Twitter at FMFL Sports Media. Subscribe, rate, view, share.
Sports Social Podcast Network.